Watch, viewers notice Amber Heard courtroom testimony sounds identical to lines from famous movies. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 5, 2022. Viewers took to social media to point out that several of Amber Heard's statements during her testimony in the Johnny Depp defamation trial on Wednesday sounded very similar to lines from famous movies. In one example, social media users noted that the actress sounded strikingly similar to Gwyneth Paltrow's character Marge Sherwood from the 1999 film The Talented Mr. Ripley while she recalled the earlier part of her relationship with Johnny Depp on the witness stand. "When I was around Johnny, I felt like the most beautiful person in the whole world," Amber Heard said. "He made me feel seen. He made me feel like $1 million. It felt like a dream, it felt like absolute magic," the Aquaman actress continued. "And then he would disappear, and there would just be no way to get a hold of him, no way to contact him." In The Talented Mr. Ripley, Paltrow's character says the following: "The thing with Dickie, it's like the sun shines on you, and it's glorious. And then he forgets you, and it's very, very cold. When you have his attention, you feel like you're the only person in the world. That's why everybody loves him. Watch below." At another point during Heard's testimony, the actress described an incident in which Depp allegedly slapped her, knocking her from the couch to the floor, adding that all she could do was stare at the dirty carpet. "I was just sitting there on this carpet, looking at the dirty carpet, wondering how I wound up on this carpet, and why I never noticed that the carpet was so filthy before," Heard said. "I wish I could sit here and say I stood up and I walked out of that house, and I drew a line, and I stood up for myself. But I was just looking at the dirty carpet, trying to will myself to get up," the actress added. Viewers quickly took to social media to comment on how the scene Heard described sounded awfully familiar to a scenario in Netflix's Maid, in which Margaret Qualley's character, Alex, a domestic abuse victim, needs a pep talk from Amy Carrero's character, Danielle, in order to will herself to get up off the carpet. "You gotta get up," Danielle tells Alex. "You think I don't know this carpet? I've been on this carpet. I've lost weeks of my life to this carpet. You gotta get off this carpet, and you gotta fight." Another part of the show depicts Alex dealing with domestic abuse, but rather than leave, she simply stares at the ceiling of her boyfriend's dirty trailer. In the courtroom on Wednesday, Heard also accused Depp of punching walls next to my head, the precise behavior that Alex's boyfriend exhibits in Maid, which is brought up repeatedly in the show. Watch below. "When I heard her talking about the carpet, I said that came from Maid. I knew it," one Twitter user exclaimed. Heard also claimed that Depp had apologized profusely after allegedly slapping her, telling her, "I'd rather cut my hand off than ever lay it upon you." Social media users pointed out that Heard's comment was a direct line from the film Mildred Pierce, in which Joan Crawford's character says, "I'm sorry I did that. I'd have rather cut off my hand," after slapping Anne Blythe's character. "She literally got that from a movie," another Twitter user reacted. Watch below. Another Twitter user pointed out that the line, "Do you know how much it takes to break a human's hand," is from the Netflix show, I Am a Killer. Another individual claimed that Heard had borrowed a scene from the 2004 film White Chicks, when the dog flies out the window and is hanging on by its lead. At another point in her testimony, Heard harped on Depp drinking a lot of tea, which some social media users said sounded as though the actress was mimicking Julia Roberts' character from the 1999 film Notting Hill. Another Twitter user claimed one of Heard's statements depicted a scene from the series True Detective. Watch below. Depp is suing Heard, his ex-wife, for defamation in a $50 million libel lawsuit, claiming that a 2018 piece she wrote in the Washington Post has harmed his movie career. Heard is countersuing for $100 million. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.